It's the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica. My name is Veronica Blade. Today on the show, I am joined by Evangelist Joy Ejiri. Evangelist, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me today. I still feel emotional talking to you. Every time their phone rings and it's you, I'm like, it's such a blessing and such an honor to truly have you on the show today.
Thank you. I bless God. I'm grateful to God. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So how's your morning been so far?
Well, I just had to pull myself out of bed so I can do your show because we went out of town and we came home about 2-3 a.m. So I was hoping that I don't oversleep. So I just thank God. God gave me the strength to get up for your show. I'm so grateful.
May God truly bless you. It is truly an honor to have you on the show, like I said earlier. The reason why I wanted to talk to you today is because I wanted to talk to you on the subject of salvation. Mm-hmm. And before we begin talking about that, I will tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to be an evangelist and where you came from. I know that you were in Nollywood prior to this. Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit about the few months leading to you being saved.
I see myself as somebody who claimed to be a Christian before being born again, but maybe truly didn't understand what Christianity is. Before meeting the Lord, I went to church, I listened to the sermon, and I practiced, you know, whatever I felt like I could pick and choose and practice. A lot of the time, I believe when you are in the flesh, when you don't really know the Lord, you don't really deeply understand the things of the spirit. You see yourself the way the society see itself, which unfortunately is contrary to the ways of the spirit. I felt like I was a pretty decent person, you know. I felt like, you know, hey, I'm not that bad, Lord. I can pick and choose and practice whatever I could, you know, as a good Christian, and that's it. Of course, when I got born again, it was day and night. It was like, no, you were not a Christian. Back then, you were just a church goer. So before being converted, before meeting the Lord, someone like me, I would say a lot of Christians, we live our life in comparison to each other, whether we believe it or not. But the day that we meet Christ, we now see our life in the light of Him. And of course, it's day and night. When you are no longer looking at the other female and say, well, but I'm doing better than her, or well, I'm not so bad compared to her. When the Lord meets you and you look at Him, you're like, you know what? I'm bad. I need to repent. So, yeah, prior to meeting the Lord, I was just living the life almost every other female around me was living, and it was no big deal. But when I met the Lord, it became a big deal.
Wow. So for anyone else, because your story is different and your encounter is so different, and it marvels me. For anyone else who says they are Christian and haven't yet had that encounter, what do you say, and how can a person receive that encounter?
The Bible says that salvation is the gift of God. So I know that no matter how hard we try, we can't give that gift to ourselves. It's only God that can grant it to us. But the closer you draw yourself to the Lord, the more you can understand what a Christian life is. The more you can begin to see. That's why the Bible tells us that it's not wise to compare ourselves with ourselves, that we need to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So I believe once any Christian, once we start looking up to Jesus, where we start meditating on the life that He lived and the teaching that He has given us through the Bible, when we start meditating on that, we draw ourselves closer to Him. And the closer we are to him, the more we get to truly understand what a Christian life is. So my advice to everybody is that don't look at your pastor. Don't look at the other Christian. Don't even look at the girls around or the men or the women around you. Put your eyes on Christ. Once you start focusing on him, you will truly begin to understand what a Christian life is.
And what is salvation? What exactly is salvation? And can anyone have it?
Salvation is a huge transformation. I mean, an incredible transformation. I'm going to put it like this. You know, every year we have like New Year resolution. You know, sometimes you're like, you know what, this new year, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to go to church every Sunday. And then after the first 2 weeks, you're like, you know what, I'm going to skip the next Sunday. But I've tried. That's human effort. When you go to a psychiatrist or somebody that you can talk to and they do like behavior modification. Behavior modification doesn't last. But salvation is a transformation that you had nothing to do with. You yourself, you are surprised what happened to you. I'll put it like this. Let's say you're a smoker and you've been smoking for years and you have wore the do not smoke patch and you have tried this, you've tried that. Nothing seemed to work. Maybe you quit for a week and then when something stressful happened, you pick up that cigarette again. Salvation is like this. You wake up and you throw away that smoke and you are never tempted to grab it again.
Wow.
So it's a complete transformation that you yourself cannot even give yourself. It's only Jesus that does that. He transformed you totally. The things you used to enjoy, you no longer enjoy it anymore. The music you used to like, when that music plays in your ear, you begin to ask yourself, ew, I can't believe I ever liked that, especially sinful music. The clothing, the way you used to dress, you know, you put on those same clothes and you are like, my goodness, what was I thinking when I bought this outfit? Nobody have to preach to you to get rid of it. Because there's been a shift in your spirit. The spirit of the living God has entered your life. And so you begin to like what God likes. And you begin to hate what God hates. And some people, they will say, oh, you are just being holier than thou. You are acting like you are better than everybody. You are not acting. It's the new you by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You have no control over it. You are just being totally transformed. So salvation is just something that God does. He truly, like the Bible says, say all things you have passed away. The Bible says you have become a new creature. So that joy that was on the movie set, that joy that somebody knew 5 years ago, when they meet me now, they will say, you know what? Something has happened. Something has happened. I can't explain it, but this can't be the same person. So it's exactly what the Bible says. You are a new person.
It's truly, what you are saying is truly true, because I've seen your movies from back then when you used to be in Hollywood, and looking at you now and seeing that beautiful transformation, I'm saying, Lord, please touch me like this.
Praise God.
It is the truth. And I was telling you earlier, your testimony has been such a blessing to me and my family. It's just been so incredible. And watching your videos and seeing where you came from and where you are now is truly a blessing.
Praise God.
That I want to speak again on that encounter that you had. The day you had that encounter, where were you? Where you experienced it? Were you praying and telling God to give you that encounter, or it just came to you?
Okay. The encounter that I had just happened in a hotel room. I was in a hotel room getting ready to return back to Ghana, getting ready to return to the movies. I had traveled to US to do some shopping and all that. So about 3 a.m. or something like that, something just came over me and it just started. I was losing my life. You know, let me put it like this. When you're a very stubborn person like me,
It's aren't like, we all?
Yeah, I'm telling you, God does dramatic stuff because every other thing will not get your attention. You know, you feel like, hey, you are up there. You feel like, what can you tell me that's new? When the pastor is preaching, you feel like, yeah, it's for the poor people or whatever. So he does something dramatic to wake you up. And that's what my encounter was. I was losing my life.
Wow.
And when you are losing your life, you have to wake up, you know. So it hit me around 3 a.m. Boah, life started leaving my body. You know, my mouth is drying up, my body, you know, I felt something leaving. I'm leaving my physical body. And of course, I went into prayer and all the other activities that I describe in my book and in my video, you know, so those things started and it was just on and on and on. And it never stopped until I was totally transformed.
Wow. And so what happened after that? Did you see the physical presence of Jesus? Is this something that people experience physically, or you see a bright light in your room?
I think it depends on how the Lord wants to reveal himself to you. For me, I didn't see him physically. I heard him.
Okay.
Whenever I dream, I saw him, but I could never see his face. You know. Mm-hmm. When he comes to talk to you, you know it's him, but you cannot see his face. His face is usually just like bright light, or you just don't see his face, but you see his form. And then he gives you and talk to you, whatever the message is, he gives it to you, and then he goes. And I've experienced him several times. And for some reason, I always seem to know that this is him. Because I've had dreams that, you know, I see other things and experience all kinds of crazy dreams. But when he comes, something in my soul just say, this is the Lord.
Wow.
You know, so, and of course, I've had that, like I said, the visitation several times during the period of my transformation. I had the visitation several times, and he would talk to me, give me instruction, or teach me something that I don't know, or open my understanding to something I don't know. I've had that through dreams. I've had it just sitting at home reading my Bible, and he just shows up. I've seen him in trance. Just sitting at home, you are not asleep, you are not awake, you just kind of like in this state you can't describe, and then he shows up and he talks to you and then he disappears. So that's how I've experienced God.
You are so blessed. That is the encounter that I am praying for. I'm like, Lord, give me that encounter. And I'm not letting you go today. You are going to pray for me before you go today.
It will happen. I'm like, Lord, give me that physical encounter,
because I know that physical encounter transforms life. So to the person that thinks that they are saved but do not really believe it, you know, you in your head, in your mind, you think that you are saved, but then you do something and then you're like, am I really saved? You know, you start questioning your salvation. How can you tell if you are saved or not?
Okay. Before the total transformation, you know, when you go to church and after the pastor preach, say, if you want to give your life to Christ, raise your hand or come forward. Girl, I did that like so many times. I ran out of number. I did it over and over again, and I would go right back into sin. I saw myself as saved because in the church, they say, hey, once you've done that, you are saved. And truly, the Bible says that if you confess and believe in your heart, you are saved. But there's something that we call the new man. We want the new man to come. So don't doubt your salvation after you raised your hand and you walked down that aisle, because that's what the Bible said, that if you believe and you confess, you are saved. But the next thing is you need to begin to pray and say, Lord, I want that new man to come. I want that transformation that only you can do. I want that new man to come, because your words say that, you know, you will make me a new man, that all things will pass away, all things will become new. So after you walk down the aisle, you give your life to Christ and you find that you are still going back to sin, or you cannot tell and say, you know what? I know that I'm saved. If you cannot say that, then begin to pray and say, Lord, this is what your promise says. This is what your word says. Your word says that if I confess and I believe that you will save me, Lord, I see that I'm going back to my sin. Lord, I see that I can't really say I'm saved. Lord, I need that new man to come in. And that's where that prayer has to continue until the day that you know that you are saved.
Can a person stop sinning as soon as they raise their hand and receive Christ?
It's possible. It's possible. Because some people own it instantaneously. You know, in fact, a lot of people own it instantaneously. They back and forth, we struggle with flesh, we struggle with sin, we struggle with letting go. But I know that the Spirit of the Lord is so powerful. When he releases his Spirit to make you that new man, you will hate sin right away.
Wow. It's
instantaneously. A lot of the salvation testimony that I've heard with people surrounding my life, they say from that day, from that moment, that was the end of the struggle with the flesh. I'm not saying that we don't continually struggle with sin, but you know those sins that easily beset us, those sins, for example, you say, you know what, that boyfriend, I'm done. And then 2 days later, you are like, you know what?
On the phone.
Let's continue. Those kind of things come instantaneously. It ends. Because the power comes from the Lord.
Is there salvation without Jesus Christ?
No, there is no such thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus is the only way to salvation.
The only way. I know there's so many religion out there, and I respect people's belief, but Christianity is the only religion that makes you a new man. The Lord is living his life through me. So the Lord is no longer saying, hey, Joy, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. No, he's saying, Joy, release yourself to me and I'll live through you. So that the things that you cannot do, I will do it through you. Other religion, they have these rules and regulations that you have to follow in order for you to be able to be up to par. But our own Christianity, the Lord is saying, you know what, just lay your life down. Lay your life down and I will live through you, so that thing that you cannot accomplish on your own, through my Spirit, when I come in, I'll be able to accomplish it through you.
Amen. And for the people that say, how were the people in the Old Testament saved if Jesus is the only way to be saved?
Jesus is God. Jesus is also the Holy Spirit. You know, we have three, the Trinity, but they are one. So the Holy Spirit has always been around.
Yes.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit has always... Go to the Psalm of David. David is saying, take not that Holy Spirit from me. It's the Holy Spirit that saves. Jesus is just the manifestation of the word of God. He's the physical manifestation to do the work that God already did from the foundation of the world. You know, he said our salvation has already been wrought, has already been done from the foundation of the world. These are some spiritual things that, you know, it takes some concentration to understand. Yeah. So Jesus coming does not mean that the Holy Spirit have not been saving people. Those who were walking with the Lord, Abraham and all the patriarchs, is the Holy Spirit that helped them. For David to know what salvation is, if you go to the Psalm, David was always talking about salvation, salvation. Don't take your presence away from me. Don't take your Spirit away from me. So salvation has always been there. But Jesus came to just fulfill the physical aspect of what the Lord has already done spiritually long ago from the foundation of this world.
Wow. Amen. Whew.
Amen.
This is really food for the soul. Before I ask you the next question, can you share if there is anyone out there who is looking at having that physical encounter that you had with God? Can you share a little bit on what they can do to have that physical encounter and to be completely transformed without looking back?
Okay, I believe it's to desire it, because the word of God said that if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. I've always been a seeker. Yes, sin was so powerful where I would go back to sin. But when I look back in my life, I realize I've always been a seeker. I've always desired to know God. I remember one time I looked at my Bible on the table. By then, I wasn't saved. I wasn't reading. I couldn't even understand the Bible. But I looked at the Bible and I told myself, I said, one day I'm going to understand this book. All these little thing, God know it, because he knows every single person. He knows your thought. He knows your desire. So whatever you want from God, seek him, desire him, chase after him. You know, like we look for husband or like we look for job. Go after God like that. And it may take time, but he will do it. Especially when you seek him and when you desire him with all your heart and you say, you know what, Lord, do it for me. He will do it. He will not say no, because that's his desire, that every single person should be saved.
Amen. 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 Oh, glory.